This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Last night, 9 people were murdered at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. The suspect has been identified as 21-year-old Dylan Ruff. He was apprehended earlier today in Shelby, North Carolina. Police are calling the act a hate crime. Fitz Brundage is the chair of the History Department at UNC Chapel Hill. He joins me now to talk about the history of hate crimes in the South and those committed at historically African-American churches. What did you think when you heard the news of the Charleston shooting?
I first heard about it, read about it this morning, and I can only say despair. It just seemed, there seems to be no space in America that is safe. Schools, churches, movie theaters, virtually any space now seems to be a target for this kind of violence.
Yes, that's what I'd like to talk about, the historical context of acts of violence like these in what one might consider the most sacred and the space that is considered to be the greatest refuge, a church. What is the history of these types of attacks on churches in the South?
Well, I don't know of a comparable massacre at a church, but since the Civil War, churches have been targets of anti-black violence for the perhaps obvious reason that churches were some of the most conspicuous institutions that African Americans had built and that African Americans controlled. So during Reconstruction, when African Americans were establishing their first independent churches, the Ku Klux Klan would attack churches and destroy them, along with schools, black schools. Then, during the late 19th, early 20th century, whites, aroused by some alleged crime, not only might lynch someone near or even in front of a black church, but might burn black churches down. And then, of course, during the Civil Rights era, churches were centers of African American civil rights activism, and so they were targets for the Klan and other white groups that would bomb them, most notoriously in Birmingham in 1963. So there's been a long history of them being targets.
This is all very new, of course. This news just happened. But can you put it into context? Is it surprising that something like this would happen in 2015 in the South, given what's going on and how far we've come, or maybe how far we haven't come?
That's a challenging question. On the one hand, of course, I'm shocked by the sheer scale of it, by the, I suppose one could say, the audacity of such a mass murder. But on the other hand, in the last decade, we have seen so many attacks on large public gatherings that I'm less and less surprised by mass murders, specifically with regards to the South. I do think this is an exceptional event in many regards, the scale of the murder, I guess I would say the cold-bloodedness of it, and the obvious effort to engage in an explicit, from everything I've read, and I of course have only the information I've read, the obvious intent to commit a hate crime. There are elements of it that I think are very surprising to me. In the context of the Reconstruction era, or the context of the Jim Crow era, or the context of the Civil Rights era, there were large groups of organized white Southerners who were opposed to African American progress. And so the people who took action, violent action, in those eras were, I think, expressing some sort of community sentiment, or maybe were truly expressing the community sentiment, the white community sentiment. In this instance, this is, I would like to think this is the act of a very, very desperate person who does not reflect the community, white community sentiment in Charleston.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me about it.
My pleasure.
Fitz Brundage is a professor of history at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.